Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out, and by Priority One POS, your answer for payment processing and point-of-sale solutions.
Good morning, Gwinnett! How's everybody doing today on this beautiful Friday? Yes, it's Friday, which, by the way, will be the last show on Friday because starting next month, we move to Thursdays. My name is Tom Boris. I am the owner of ChoicesToYou.com, which is the proud sponsor of this great show called Shut Up and Eat. This is where I bring on restaurants that we are partnered with so that you can get to know them as more than just the restaurant you go to and enjoy the food. And I am very, very happy to say that on today's show, I have Eddie's Place, Mr. Edmund, the owner, and his partner, who's just sitting back over there being very, very quiet. She got the headsets on so she can listen, but she ain't coming on the microphone, but she's doing a video, I guess. So how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for coming on.
Glad to be here.
And again, it's just a microphone. Okay, nobody's looking. No nervousness. Okay, so Eddie's Place is located in Decula.
That's correct.
Okay, and it's barbecue primarily. Am I right or not?
You are right.
Okay, all right. But you guys are a whole heck of a lot more.
Yeah, we bring a different flair to the barbecue game. We do a fish fry Friday. We do other things like comedy night, bike nights, first Fridays. So it's just not your normal barbecue joint.
No, and I mean, if those of you have not been into Eddie's Place, you got to go check it out. I mean, it's a really, really cool venue. It really is. Now, you do comedy night. What
right.
night? And tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, that's not the norm with a barbecue place.
Right. So being out in Decula, I figured that it needed a little spice. So with my family, we like to have a little fun. So linked up with Alicia Coley with Comedy After Dark, and we brought it to Decula. And every third Saturday, we host it. Times are at 10 p.m., doors open, and the show starts about 10:30. And we had some big names out, like Rodney Perry, Clifton Powell. Everybody knows Clifton from Fridays and everything, Pinky. So it's just very cool that we have hosted approximately about 15 shows now and just had some pretty big names out there and out in Decula, Georgia, and it's been fun.
Now, you say, so it's the third Saturday. Obviously, it's you've already had the show this month, excuse me. So you got coming next month. Now, reservations preferred or definitely?
Right. We definitely want people to go out to the website, which is at eddiesplacebbq.com, and purchase tickets in advance just for seating reasons. We've been packing out every show about 80 to 100 people, so we definitely really push to get you guys to go out and purchase tickets in advance.
Okay, and so not only do you have the awesome barbecue, but you have a full bar.
Oh, got to have that.
Well, I just figure, you know, you got to bring that up. You do comedy night. You got, you know, I don't know about you, but I'd like to have a cocktail or two while I'm watching this. You know?
That's right. I served in the United States Marine Corps, so, you know, that's one thing that followed me is a little bit of the drinking and everything. So had to make sure we had that in there. But, yes, the full bar, we do some signature drinks, especially for comedy night and other nights. We do, like, our hard laugh, which is a very popular one, the cute smiles. And we themed it after some of our events and everything. Even with our bike nights, we had a full dresser and a bar hopper and everything like that. So we just bring a different flair to give it a little fun with it.
I hear that. Okay, now you mentioned a couple things here that I just got to – we're a Marine. And actually, they say once a Marine, always a Marine.
Always a Marine.
First, I just got to say thank you. God bless you for your service.
No problem.
Appreciate it very much. That's just awesome to hear that. And so thank you for giving me the opportunity to thank you.
Yeah, right.
Now, we talked about the comedy. Now, bike night.
Bike night.
Tell me about bike night. Come on.
So it all inspired from my brother. He rides and everything. And he just was like, hey, let's throw it out there. And we tried it. And our first bike night, we host every first Monday of the month. We had about 60 bikers show up, which I thought was amazing.
I saw the pictures. I saw the pictures on Facebook. I was like, holy cow, there's right. a lot. Yes.
Yeah, and to hear that first motor to pull up, and then you just looking at it like, wow, Dacula, Georgia has a bike night. And now to find out that we have the biggest bike night probably in Central Georgia with an average of 175 bikers coming out.
Damn.
To our bike night.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
You're putting Dacula on the map.
Hey, we're trying our best. We just, in that back corner, you have to try your best.
Yeah, yes. You're in a little shopping center kind of in that corner.
Right.
But that's actually a pretty cool little corner, though.
Right. Now it is.
Yeah.
We're bringing some life to it. I think I just try to be creative with everything we do around there and just see what the community likes and definitely help out the community. Just looking at doing different things back there. So. Mm. People don't have to travel all the way down to Atlanta. So,
yeah, I mean, why not? I try to stay out of downtown as much as possible. It's nicer to go in the Lawrenceville. You're close enough to all that, but you're far enough away that you can enjoy it. You know, it's crazy. So maybe now people start actually calling it Dacula, not Dracula, because you're going to finally, you know, really help put it on the map.
Right.
Okay, so we've got. The third Saturday is comedy night. Definitely go online, make reservations. And then you said the first Monday?
The first Monday of every month is bike night.
So that would be next Monday.
Yep. It'll be actually a holiday, but we're going to push it back
a
week.
Okay.
Only because of the holiday with a lot of people traveling and everything. So we're going to push it back to the following week.
Okay. So it'll be the next month. It'll technically be the second Monday.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Make a note of that, folks. All right, those of you, the bikers out there, get on out there to Eddie's place, and that would be the second Monday of September. Though after that, it's the first one, because if you show up on the second in October, you're going to be by yourself, and you don't want to do that. So you and I met in a very interesting way,
right?
To
right.
say the least.
very
interesting way. Some mutual friends of ours, Ray and Suzanne, who own Friends.
Great people.
Yes, without a doubt. They do an event on Easter Sunday, Ansley's Easter.
Right.
And that's to help out a child and the family that's battling cancer. All the funds that they raise for that event go straight to the family.
Right.
Again, hearts of gold that they have. And you, this year, were there with your grill.
Right.
Or your pit.
Right.
And, you know, cooking away. And right. I met, was it your brother or?
My cousin.
Your cousin.
Right.
Okay, I'm sorry. And definitely I had a chance to try some barbecue. Awesome stuff. And I'm not just saying that because it's on my show, guys. It was some kick-ash barbecue. But you were there to support the event. You were there with, you know, and it was really cool. And then you had the Easter Bunny come up to you when you were working the grill. And
yes, he did. And didn't know who he was or whatnot, but he came up to me and I asked him to do something, turn his head or something, and he said he didn't want to freak all the kids out. And I say, yeah, that makes sense if the Easter Bunny head starts spinning.
Yeah, that don't look good. No,
kind of scary.
Yes. So yeah, we talked, and then I came over to you after I got out of the bunny.
Right.
Yes, folks, that was me that we're referring to, and that's how Ed and I met. It was right there, me doing the bunny.
Right.
But that was a great event.
Yeah, that event there just inspired me to, you know, we're a family that likes to give back and help out the community. Mm-hmm. And that's a reason why I think we're definitely getting the support from Dacula and surrounding areas, because all the stuff we're trying to do with the school systems and everything like that. And, Yeah, just the whole community feel like we giving back and is coming back to us, and we just greatly appreciate how Suzanne and Ray showing us what they do, and we can help out with that.
They're good people to copy.
Right.
Now on that, I seen this post and I shared it myself, mm-hmm. that you actually made up like box lunches for teachers.
Right.
You had something with school starting because knowing that they are getting and. I thought that was the coolest thing.
Right.
You know, that you just put this together and said, hey, you know, let us help feed you as you're getting ready. I mean, that was, just like you said, part of the community.
Yep.
And then we were talking just before the show, mm-hmm. and you were looking at doing, trying to put something together for children. Tell me what your idea was.
Oh, yeah. So I found out that the road that we're on, Liam Avenue, is named after a young man, and I'm researching it, but he was one of the missing children in the area, so we're trying to find it out because we want to host a weekend or a day like Anzalee Easter Sunday. We want to host a day for missing children and give back to the community with missing children. So if anybody knows anything about how Liam Avenue came about, the story I heard was a young man came up missing and everything, so... If we can get some more information about that, we definitely want to do a support system around that.
That's awesome. So, guys, if you know the story of Liam Avenue in Decula, please reach out to the folks at Eddie's Place and fill them in. Let them know. And, you know, and if you know someone who has a child that's missing and needs some support, I mean, have them reach out, too. Maybe they can be a part of setting something up, you know, some kind of a... I guess a fundraiser to help. Is that what you, where, what, or are you just kind of in the works on this?
Yeah, still in the works on it.
So I kind of put you on the spot, sorry.
No, you're fine. still in the works on it. But like I said, just seeing Anzalee Easter, I just want to do something for that piece of the community where, you know, we can help out these families that have missing children, peoples, or anything like that. So just to give back.
That's awesome. And you, I'm going to take a shot in the dark at this. Are you going to have Toys for Tots going on at your place around Christmas?
Definitely.
If not for the fact that you are a Marine, but
right,
just because.
Yeah, I'm about to say Marine Corps. Definitely get behind Toys for Tots. So we will have a set up at the restaurant for that. And not only at the restaurant, we partner up with Posh Hair Salon. They'll have a setup also there at their location. And it's in the same strip mall.
Okay.
So that's awesome. We team up a lot in the strip mall to make sure that we help give it back all the time.
Well, I also have a pretty good relationship with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
good
person to know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, some people just say it's me with multiple personalities, but that's okay. But maybe we could set something up depending on and have Santa come by, because I know I do that usually at the Swanee location with friends when they do a little drive. And granted, it doesn't get a lot of the kids coming, but maybe if we, you know, put it out there, I'm all for it. I mean, I love having, you know, Santa loves being with the kids.
Right.
You know, it's not a job. It's great. So, okay, real quick, folks, I got to do a couple of announcements. So this is like our intermission here. There you go. And that way Ed can get us some more coffee and stuff like that and be ready. So shut up and eat is brought to you by Priority One POS, which provides merchant credit card processing solutions and POS systems for all types of businesses, especially for restaurants, but also retail, professional, and service-based businesses throughout the U.S. Most importantly, they are a direct processor. That means they cut out the middleman, making their process rates among the best in the industry. In a nutshell, Priority One POS provides PCI-compliant credit card processing merchant solutions to help keep your business moving forward. Remember, Priority One POS is about making you a priority each and every day to run your business. We're your team partner willing to help. Boom. Take care of that one. It's also brought to you by Choices to You. We are your local restaurant delivery service that cares about customer service. Our drivers are either going to have a shirt or a name tag that identifies them that they're with us. They also will have insulated bags to keep your food fresh, hot, and sanitary. And we love the fact that we work with great places like Eddie's Place. Also coming up, folks, don't forget, September 15th is the Loganville Police Department's hosting the 6th annual Donut Run Dash. or Donut Dash, 5K, that helps Special Olympics. We are proud to be supporters of that. Their goal is to raise $10,000. And Choices to You has also helped with sponsorship to try to get them to that. So for more, if you have any more questions about it, would like to be involved, please contact Assistant Chief Dick Lowry at 770-466-8087. We had the Gala for Gold this past weekend, and it was awesome. They raised, last I checked, $75,000 to help children battling cancer and their families. I am very proud to be a part of that group and help out any way I can. The next event that they have coming up is Breakfast with Santa. And again, I know who Santa is. And on that note, as we were speaking about that, you graciously asked about getting involved and helping.
Right.
Because, you know, here's the thing, guys. There's people that say they want to do stuff, but there's people that say and really want to do stuff. And I'm looking at these two individuals right here in front of me, even though one of them will not get on the microphone. Thong, yes, Thong. Good thing there's no video. Oh, my gosh, I'm embarrassing her. It's great. But they care. They care. And, you know what makes it even more valuable that I know that this is the truth? Because of who we're friends with
right.
Ray and Suzanne.
Right.
All right? Because you have to be that way. You know, that's the kind of people they are. So when we get, you know, things going on, you know, to help those, we want to bring it out. Now, how did you first get into making barbecue?
Well, great question.
it was going to happen eventually.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, it's not me doing any of the cooking.
Uh-oh.
So the story how we got here is, you know, we first started out about 8 miles away from our location, located on the side of the road with just a smoker and a tent. And we got the community coming out, and they started lining up and said we had something. So then I took upon myself to go get us a food truck down from Alabama, brought it up, gutted it, set it up, then in our original location, and more people started coming out. So then we moved into a location that's there now for Liam Avenue, and didn't know what to do with the place. Never been in the restaurant business, so we designed the place after my mom's kitchen, because we want everybody to come in and feel like family when they enter the restaurant. And 9 times out of 10, you'll see myself walking around, sitting at your table, or joking with you or anything like that, because I want to know who's in my mom's kitchen.
Gotcha.
And if you're not acting right, the Marine will come out of me and ask you not to come back. But we definitely want you back. But definitely, it's a family atmosphere. It's myself, my mom, and my sister doing all the sides, and my cousin, the pit master, with my brother help. They're doing all the meats and everything. We smoke right on site. So it's a big family affair. Like I say, we host different events there, and just to have some fun.
Well, that's awesome. That is a true family affair. I mean,
right.
And I like the fact that you made sure you know, I'm not going to take the credit for the cooking. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just the face. I am Eddie. Yeah. I am the face.
Right.
It's my place.
There you go.
Okay, the chicken. Mm-hmm. You have this
4'5" metal chicken sitting at the entrance of the restaurant that's been there for the whole entire time that we've been there.
But something happened to it, didn't it?
Yeah, our second bike night, some kind of way it came up missing.
It flew the coop. Right. The chicken flew the coop.
It was actually pretty good for us, because just seeing how the community looks out for us, we put it out on Facebook, and man,
yes, you did.
I got a call within 2 hours or 3 hours that, hey, we found Eddie.
Ah, the chicken's there. Right. Oh, okay. I love it.
So don't know how it made it out the door and then out all the way to a vehicle, but it did.
Yeah.
We actually had pictures from that night, and we started doing our research and looking at some pictures we took with the drone and everything, and we seen it inside, outside, further down the sidewalk, and then Eddie was gone.
So you got pictures where it was kind of like moving.
Right.
So whoever did that was just like, let me just get it here, see where it goes. Let me. Right. Wow. Okay, that's...
Yeah.
But we're sure that that didn't come to life and do it on its own, and it wasn't, you know, that it was somebody doing that, right?
Yeah, it was somebody doing it. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, it was at least probably like 10 of us in the building that night working. And we nobody seen it move, so that was amazing to me. Like,
I mean, we did mention you have a bar,
right?
Drinking and stuff. So that's why, you know, just double right. check in there, because okay.
And my biker community, they stood up. They was like, "Hey, stop clucking around." They say, "Stop clucking around and get the bird back."
Wow,
because they like the atmosphere and everything. So
and. There, well, it just now. Where did it just? Was it sit like sitting in the front door waiting for you when you got? When
nah,
you guys...
somebody actually called. I'm gonna keep them anonymous, but they called and say, "Hey, the guys were just having some fun with it and everything." And but
oh, so you even know who did it, and it was just it was just fun.
Oh yeah,
around.
It was yeah. just some fun. But out of the whole thing, we got a flying pig out of it also. So when you come through the door now, you'll see a 4 foot something chicken standing there and a flying pig. So if you want to see pigs fly, come to Eddie's place.
All righty then. All you need now is a cow and the moon.
Right.
And because this was mentioned on the show, it's very possible it may happen.
Right, right, right. But
man, that is something.
Yeah. Still can't believe it.
No, but it you know, again, it was all, you know, I'm guessing it was, you know, it was some of the guys in the biker group that, you know,
right.
You know, with the. So, yeah, and especially the fact that you say you got pictures where it's kind of outdoor down a little bit further. Yeah, I could see that's funny. That is hilarious. Okay, so, again, you're also open Wednesday through
Sunday. That's correct.
Okay, so you close on Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
All right.
Now, we're looking to do some creative things on those Mondays and Tuesdays where we, like I said, we're doing the bike nights. We're actually looking to do Monday night football this year.
Okay.
Where we're going to only open up for the Monday night game and do some exclusive deals there so we can get the community to come out, watch the game. We have a 200-inch screen projector, HD.
Yeah, gotta emphasize that.
Right. With the bar.
Hey, so, with the bar, yes.
So we're going to be doing some Monday night games and everything, but... We're still new to the restaurant industry, so we're just trying to figure it out. Eventually, we probably will be 7 days a week, but until we get it really like going and mm-hmm. making sure we're solid, we're going to keep it Wednesday through Sunday. Got a second location possibly getting ready to come about.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Up in Statham, Georgia. So
nice.
It's going to be a takeout outdoor experience. But I think we're going to make it.
We deliver in Statham, too. Just want to throw that
out. Oh, okay. All right. Good deal.
Just
so
FYI.
We'll still be with choices to you.
So. Cool. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome, man. See, I heard that cough. See, even though he moved away. So, Trey, you said that you – it didn't record. Okay, you said – okay, but it's known now because I mentioned it. Sorry, Ed. I didn't mean
that.
That's all right. All right. So, give me the address of the restaurant.
It's 2300 Liam Avenue, Suite 105.
Okay, it's in a strip mall, if you will.
That's
what's the name of the strip mall?
Cornerstone.
Cornerstone.
That's correct.
I just think you guys got to know because it is in the very corner. You might pull in there and go, "Where is it?" It's there in the corner. If you know, let's put it this way: if you know where Friends in Decula is,
right,
it's almost right behind it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, and who knows? You might stop at Friends. You might see Eddie over there. You might go over to Eddie's and see Ray and Suzanne over there.
Right.
Who knows? And the website again is
Eddie'sPlaceBBQ.com.
All right. Get that, guys. Eddie'sPlaceBBQ.com. Again, you've got on the third Saturday of every month is the comedy.
That's correct.
So, if you want to go there and laugh your eyes off, this is what you got to do. All right. And then on the first Monday of every month, with the exception of September because of Labor Day,
right?
There is bike night on Monday nights, which they – how many did you say you had last time?
175.
Yeah. 175 bikes.
We had the max we had so far was 225.
Oh, gosh. Man, they start them suckers all at one time. You don't hear nothing. But that.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's awesome. Well, guys, if you have not gone – to Eddie's place, you need to get over there. All right, it's killer barbecue. It's a family atmosphere. You will go there, you will feel like you are hanging out with family.
okay? Again, that's because family's who runs the whole thing.
Right.
All right? And I can see you kind of walking up and just sitting down and saying, so how's everything going?
Right.
You know, but that's cool. So remember, Eddie's Place, it's on Liam Avenue in Decula. The website, again, is eddiesplacebbq.com. And even though, and yeah, I'm going to kind of throw somebody under the bus here real quick. Even though, no samples today, right. So I'm going to have to go head to, but I got her laughing. That's okay. We're gonna go to Eddie's Place and get something to eat over there. So at that point, it's now time to shut up and eat.